Hi there. The word for today is choose gratitude. In Psalm 103, verse 2, David writes, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." He sat on a park bench, so depressed looking that a policeman tried to console him. "Is something the matter?" "Yeah," he replied. "A few months ago, my grandfather left me $500,000 and some oil wells." The policeman responded, "That doesn't sound like something to be upset over." "Yeah, but you haven't heard the whole story. Last month, my uncle left me $1 million. The policeman shook his head and said, "I don't get it. Why are you so unhappy?" The man replied, "Because so far this month, nobody has left me anything." Seriously, this man is part of a group of people who are unhappy no matter what they have. The psalmist shows us how to overcome an ungrateful attitude, and it's by cultivating a spirit of gratitude or thanksgiving. "Bless the Lord, O my soul," he's talking to himself, "and forget not all of his benefits." Thinking and thanking go hand in hand. Memory is a catalyst for worship. The old hymn declares, "Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done." The psalmist encourages us to do three things. First, think about what God has given to us. His forgiveness, healing, protection, redemption, love, and compassion. Second, he says, think about what God has not given us, the punishment for our sins. "He hath not rewarded us according to our iniquities," he writes. And third, think about what God is yet going to do. In verse 17 of this psalm, he writes, "From everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear or reverence him." Look, God accepts you when you trust in Christ's performance, not your own. So, each morning look in the mirror and say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." That's the word for you today.